I have a question here from Donald. Donald, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
The question for you, Senator, is last week, I believe, the Fishing and Boat Commission opened up the fishing season this year. My question is, why haven't the golf courses been allowed to be open since they're outside and you could, you know, practice distancing the same way they do for fishing?
Terrific question. I've actually have had a number of conversations with constituents, including golf course owners, about this very issue, and they presented me, and as I understand it, they have presented to a number of policymakers plans that they have outlining how folks can safely practice social distancing and can golf. A number of recommendations I know that have been presented to me include ensuring retail shops are not opened, credit card transactions to get on the course. Some have even offered letting folks go on the course for free, quite frankly, just to get folks outside and engaged in some recreational activity. But ensuring that transactions would take place digitally, limiting folks to walking the course, limiting two golfers at a time, maintaining some distance. There have been a number of suggestions that have been made. From my perspective, this again, I think, highlights why it is important that we have a transparent, data-informed plan, because I do think there are sectors of the economy that could practice social distancing and are safe to open today. As we hit certain healthcare benchmarks, as we're able to flatten the curve, and as we're able to control the spread of this virus, folks being able to practice social distancing, go back to work, get outdoors, just as folks who are fishing are able to do. So this is something I'm going to continue to advocate for. I know there are a number of legislators that have been advocating for that. So two approaches. One is through a data-informed process with legislative input with a task force. Two is bringing the essential, non-essential list greater clarity through aligning Pennsylvania with the CDC and the CISA, as Senate Bill 613 sought to do this week. But it's certainly something that I'm supportive of, and I'm going to continue to advocate for. By the way, I've not mentioned this enough tonight for folks who are still working to join us or trying to get questions in, and we have a lot of questions here. It's *3. If you're listening and you have a question, press *3 anytime during the call, and we'll try to get folks on.